This week's parsha is Parshas Pinchas. It also ushers in a very kind of solemn time of the year, the three-week period, and it started on Thursday with Shavasa Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz. And five major things occurred on the 17th of Tammuz, the first one being that the 17th of Tammuz was the day that Moses and Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Ten Commandments, broke the tablets. What happened was the Jewish people were waiting for Moshe to come. He came late. And because of his lateness, they decided that they needed a replacement, and they therefore made a golden calf. Moshe's up there, was up on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai, with Hashem. And Hashem informs Moshe about the fact that the Jews had sinned. So Moshe hears this, but does not break the tablets at that point. Rather, he goes down, and when he sees that the Jewish people have sinned, at that point he breaks the tablets. Now the question is, why didn't he break the tablets right when he heard it from God? I mean, there's no better place to get the information from and then to react if the reaction to the sin is to break the tablets. So why does Moshe wait? What's the difference? So the Torah tells us that when Moshe came down, he saw that they had sinned, but he saw something else. He saw that they were dancing around. They were celebrating. They were mechalot. They were making circles. They were entrenched and celebrating the sin. He said, already that was a reason that he had to break the tablets. So the thing is like this. We're talking about a time. So now, from thousands of years, we're still commemorating the breaking of the tablets. What was the issue? The issue of Avodah Zarah, of idol worship. Do we worship idols today? Most of us look at the idea or think of the idea of idol worship as so foreign. Who would ever worship an idol? But the idea of Avodah Zarah is the idea of projection. The idea that we project and we create for ourselves what God is, what Hashem is, and that we create, in a certain sense, a very limited God. It's based on our projections. That's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the idea of creating some type of God, and that it's a God that's made in our image, in the image that we project onto it, which automatically, by definition, creates limitation. The Tanya explains, and others explain, the idea of Hashem is the idea of the Ein Sof, the endless one. There is no limitation. We, as limited beings, have a hard time. We struggle with this concept. It's something that's very hard for us to grasp. And therefore, what we do is we project and we create an entity we call God that's anything but the Ein Sof, the endless one. And the truth is that this time of year, when we come to a 17th of Tammuz, where we as a people let off right after the revelation at Sinai, 39 days, 40 days after, we're sitting with the golden calf, we're sitting with a type of idol, whatever was going on there, it's not as important as this point that we still are struggling with this idea. It's basically something that we always have to struggle with. And that is, how do we visualize Hashem? How do we visualize God? And so when we come to something like this, the fact that we still are sitting and fasting on a 17th of Tammuz and beginning a three-week period that it culminates with the destruction of the temple, which started, the downward slope was when the spies came back and gave a negative report about the land of Israel, which is with the idea of Lashon Hara. But here, on the 17th of Tammuz, at the beginning of this three-week period, we should focus on the idea of what it means, the Avodah Zarah. And in our contemporary times, the issue that we all struggle with, or we should be struggling with, is this idea of how do we perceive Hashem, especially when most of us, we have a concept of God that we form when we're children, and many of us don't really progress past that, and we go through our lives as adults with the same concept, the same perception, same ideas of a God that we formed when we were probably in maybe kindergarten, nursery, kindergarten, first grade, maybe eighth grade, you know, doesn't really go past that. And what we need to do as individuals, as a people, is to really work on the concept of Hashem as God, as the Ein Sof, as the Endless One. Because the quote, I remember seeing a interview that Rabbi Norman Lamb, of blessed memory, of Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he was asked a question about, do you really believe, does God really know every detail of your life? And he answered the person who was interviewing him, he said, I understand why you struggle with that concept, because you believe in a very small God. But the God that I believe in is very big, and therefore has no limitations. So for me, the concept of God knowing every detail of my life is not a difficult thing to grasp. So in this time period, when we start this 3-week period, and we just celebrated or commemorated the 17th of Tammuz, where we still are dealing with the breaking of the tablets because of the sin of the golden calf, it's something that we need to work on. And perhaps this is something that we should take a moment of every day when we daven, or other times when we have a quiet moment, to think about what it means that we have a God, Hashem, that's an Ein Sof, that He's an endless being. He has no physical limitation. He's completely without any limitation. And so if we are able to meditate on this and to really internalize this idea, then we perhaps also, when we can connect to that type of concept of God, it also will help us to be able to become that much greater in terms of our ability for expansion and for growth. And to the idea that as we enter into Shabbat, into the Shabbos, it's a time when things come together. It's a time of where we don't see any limitation. The person who keeps Shabbos in its fullest and most real way is blessed with nachala b'li mitzar, without any borders, without any limitation. So the idea, as we come to this Shabbos, when we start the 3-week period, to the avoda, our task at hand, is to think about these ideas, to think about what it means to have a Hashem, a God that is the Ein Sof, is the unlimited one. And if we work on that, we also elevate not just God, but we also, in the process, elevate ourselves as well. And we live in a world that could use a lot of that. So the blessing is that we should be able to tap in and to be able to make this time period not a time of sadness, but a time of growth and of tshuva, of repentance, which means to return, to become closer to God. And through that, we'll be able to have all the blessings that come along with our connection with Hashem. I'm wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.